Franciscan Father John Paul Mary of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word was one of the hundreds of priests commissioned to be missionaries of mercy at Mass on Ash Wednesday afternoon in St. Peter's Basilica. He spoke with Anne Schneibel about the significance of his commission for the life of the Church and the world.
There was a process to apply to be a missionary of mercy. I heard about it from the initiative from the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of a New Evangelization. And they sent out an invitation to priests to ask their superiors and also their bishop. You had to get permission and a letter written that you are qualified to do this. And then from there, you got the letter from your bishop. And then you applied directly to the Pontifical Council, and you had to fill out this form and answer some questions. And then after that, there was a process where they got back to you. And then there was another process where the Holy Father officially nominated you. So I got all of this correspondence within 2 or 3 months. There was a back and forth, but it was an interesting process.
Now, what motivated you to apply for this position?
I think what motivated me most of all, as a priest of only almost 3 years, is just a need for all of us to frequent the reconciliation, to frequent the sacrament of penance. That we live in such a world where the idea of sin, the idea of separation from God, is almost extinct. And I think, you know, you really, in order to talk about mercy, a person needs to know that they need mercy, you know, that there is a merciful God and that will forgive us. And most of all, that, you know, that Pope Francis wants to get across is that there should be no barrier, no obstacle that could prevent us from receiving God's mercy.
Can you talk a little bit about what it means to be a missionary of mercy?
The Holy Father has been talking a lot about that, and he refers to it so much. He even talks to lay people about being missionaries of mercy. And that's true. We should all practice the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, all of us as Catholic faithful, but specifically as somebody that's ordained, somebody that has been entrusted with really the ministry of the apostles, of binding and loosing sin, of giving the power and authority to confect the sacraments to absolve sin. You know, every priest, per se, is a missionary of mercy. Every priest. But I think he wanted to emphasize and call a specific group of priests, I think really to emphasize to other priests that we're all missionaries of mercy, you know, because there's a lot of misunderstanding. Some priests will say, well, I can do the same thing you do, and I hear confessions, and can you do something that I can't? And so those are some good questions. But I mean, mainly the thing is to a missionary of mercy, that the Holy Father wants us to be, really icons of, the Church's maternal embrace. And also he wants us to be, he said, fathers. And he gave this, he first started talking about being the Church being a mother. Then at the end, he concluded with being the priest being a father. And he told us priests, he said, if you can't be a father, if you can't be welcoming, gentle, listening to somebody in the confessional, he said, don't go in there. He said, do something else, sweep the floors, clean, don't go in the confessional. And that's not just for us missionaries of mercy, per se, but that's for all priests. I think he's using this as an opportunity to evangelize priests, I think.
You've been in Rome for the past week or so, taking part in various events and meeting with the Holy Father.
Mm-hmm.
What has moved you the most over the course of this time in preparation leading up to being sent out?
I think two things, really. in conjunction with this event and sending out missionaries of mercy, the Holy Father has emphasized two priests, Franciscan priests, I might add, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, Padre Pio, and St. Leopold Mandich. And he's emphasizing their willingness to sit in the confessional for 10 to 15 hours a day. And that is miraculous. That is a special grace to do that. Not everybody has the capacity, I think, to do that. But I think if we're open to it, the Lord will give it to us. So it's been very moving to be in the presence of their relics, you know, these two holy men. And I would say something that just happened to me in the Wednesday audience. I actually got to shake the Holy Father's hand and kiss his hand, kiss his ring, and exchange a papal zucchetto that he wears on his head, the white skull cap that he wears on his head. It was totally surprised. I don't know how. It was in the working of divine providence that I got up there to do that. So I got to actually be close to him, and I didn't think that would happen. But it happened, I think, because my mom prayed for it. She prayed it would happen.
Now, is there anything else you would like to add about this new mission of yours during this year?
Sure. I guess, you know, for myself, it's a renewal of the priesthood that I've received from Jesus through my bishop. And I would just like to say to anyone that may be listening, perhaps, maybe you've been away from the sacrament of penance for years, maybe decades. I'd just like to say to you, maybe who may be listening, to not be afraid to approach a priest, any priest, not just a missionary of mercy, but any priest, and to just really bare your soul, to become vulnerable. You know, there is no sin that cannot be forgiven by Almighty God. And that's what the Holy Father, I think, wanted to emphasize, is this this initiative that he wants all people in the church to feel that maternal embrace from the church, and to experience the mercy of God, especially in the confessional, to be forgiven by God.
That was Franciscan Missionary of the Eternal Word and Missionary of Mercy for the Jubilee Year of Mercy, Father John Paul Mary, speaking with Anne Schneibel.